Time now for the Phil Hendry Show Uncensored podcast for today, June the 12th, 2009. Now, as far as this guy that went into the Holocaust Museum and started spraying bullets, I mean, the internet is full of all kinds of stupid cunts that believe the Jews are responsible for all of it, right? I mean, if you got the Jews being responsible for it on the Jeremiah Wright side, and then you got the Jews being responsible for it on this Von Brunn side, this white supremacist side, and every now and again, maybe a Jew crack comes out of someone's mouth who's even considered moderate. I don't know who that would be, but, you know, Jew jokes are everywhere. Then I think it can be safely said that Jews have been shit on for a long time and used as an excuse by a whole lot of people. Jeremiah Wright and a white supremacist? Now, what do those two motherfuckers have in common other than the fact that they're both so fucking stupid that either they fell into it and came up with a rose in their fucking nose, or they're just sticking a gun in people's ribs and pulling it from them? Now, I will tell you this much. Wright's doing far better than Von Brunn, who right now has a bullet lodged in his ass someplace and is in critical condition, 88 years old, too. You figure a guy's got his shit together by the time he's 88, right? You figure a guy has made peace with the world by the time he's 88. And if he hasn't made peace with the world, if he has to pick up a gun and he's got to go and do what he thinks is the right thing, you'd figure he'd be smarter by then, huh? I don't know whether the guy's got Alzheimer's or whether he was able to keep Alzheimer's from taking over his brain by I don't know, embracing this theory of Jews and the Trilateral Commission and all of that paranoid shit, including the protocols of the Elders of Zion, which is a bullshit manifesto concocted by the goddamn fucking Russian secret police. There is no such fucking book ever written by any Jews. It was written by those dogs that worked for that bloodsucker czar back in the day. And that's as simple as that is. And that guy the other night who said to me, well, that's what they want you to believe. No. What they want you to fucking believe is that Jews wrote it. That's what they fucking want you to believe. That's what you want me to believe. The fact that it was written by the Russian secret police has only recently, finally, come out. Relatively recently. Anyway, the point that I'm making here is I think we can all be agreed on one thing. Jews are definitely in the crosshairs for a lot of people. Now, I say either you get over it or fuck off and die, because they may be weird with their candelabras, and I'm speaking as a Catholic and as a Christian now, so if I'm speaking as the other, you'll pardon me, but I probably speak on behalf of a lot of other boring goyim like myself, and that is to say, I mean, I know they got the funny-looking candelabra and that star, and they, you know, tend to be in certain lines of work. And there are reasons for all of these things. It doesn't mean that they're money grubbers by nature. It doesn't mean they were born wanting to suck dollar bills out of people. It means that the history of the Jewish people has forced them into certain kinds of work. And if people want to look up the history, be my fucking guest. I ain't going to give you the answers all here. But just to make the larger point, I understand that Jewish folks don't have Christmas trees, they ain't got no Easter eggs, and all of that other good shit, and I guess I'm just going to have to fucking get used to it, just like everybody else. And I believe I have. Ain't no fucking sweat off of me. Some guy's such a goddamn loser, and I mean a fucking loser, that his life has come to a large, steaming fucking pile of horse shit in the road, and it isn't his fault, it's the Jews' fault. Motherfucker, do you know the last guy that took all that shit so seriously that he was able to convince a whole bunch of other people and he actually got to be the leader of a country? You know what he did, don't you? He blew his fucking brains out in a hole in the ground because wrong. He was fucking wrong. Not only was he wrong, but his understanding of history and culture was so absolutely not even there. I mean, it was like a void there, that he fucked up a golden opportunity to at least run a country of dumb shits, because the Germans were all in love with his ass. No, he had to prove his theories elsewhere. He had to push the boundaries a little bit further and further out. He had to test the theories of blood and soil and the blood-sucking of the Jews. And you want to know something, man? Nothing teaches, baby, like experience. He got his ass handed to him. You want to know why? Not because the Jews conspired. Not because Germany once again was put upon by an encircling world. Because he was a dumb shit. A fucking dumb shit. And all of that can be proved by history. So, I know that there are a lot of people just going to accept this because they think I'm a race traitor or some shit. Fuck it, man. I don't give a shit. I love my country. I love America, and I love the red, white, and fucking blue. And the way I love it is the way it ought to be loved. Anybody thinks that flag is for any individual group in particular, they can kiss my fucking ass. You're never going to convince me. You could fucking talk to your blue in a goddamn face. Tell me about how it's meant for white people, not black people, this, that, this, that, this, that. I only know what the fucking Constitution says, and I've read enough about the history of this country to know the thoughts and the feelings of the founders. And when I'm talking about the founders, I'm talking about guys like Adams. I'm talking about guys like Thomas Paine. Yeah, I'm talking about guys. I'm talking specifically about the guys with the Continental fucking Congress who did all the fucking heavy goddamn lifting on this shit. And the Constitutional Congress. Or convention, as it was called then. So, I'm flexible. I can change my mind. I always have my mind open to better ideas. But so far, this bullshit about Jews has not presented me with anything other than a bad fucking smell, man. It didn't make sense back in my 20s. Ain't fucking made sense since. And I suspect that as long as I live, and as long as those motherfuckers are jawjacking that anti-Semitism, it ain't gonna mean fucking shit till the day I die. And with that, oh, look at this, here's Oprah. How do black people, everywhere I look, they're on TV. I'm kidding around and you know it. All right, that's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show podcast for today, June the 12th, 2009. Good day.